Hello, my name's Rachel Robertson, and I'm one of the editors of a book called Purple Prose. And this book has 15 personal stories by Australian women writers, all inspired by the colour purple. I'm going to be reading from the start of my story. It's called Velvet. It is a rich, deep purple velvet. Even now, it pulls you to touch it, to feel the silken allure. Cut into a rectangle with pinking shears and stuck onto a piece of buff card, it can fit into a woman's palm. On the back, the words, "A bit of coronation robe." We found this, my sister and I, upstairs at my mother's house in a box file that contained things from her childhood, old photos, a menu from her parents' wedding and her birth notice. The words on the back of the card with the purple velvet are in my mother's handwriting. My sister's grey eyes darken as she holds it. We are captured, both of us, by these mementos from our mother's past, most of all by the sample of purple velvet, symbol of another place and time. "Yes, my father gave me this," says my mother, though she doesn't remember exactly when. She thinks it is from King George VI's coronation gown. Because she is 87, my mother thinks it is time to pass on the contents of this box. She decides to loan it to me so that I can photocopy the material for my siblings. That day I leave her house cradling the precious cargo of her past in my arms. She knows I'm the writer in the family, the memoirist. Did she think about this when she passed the box on to me? Does that mean she trusts me to write about her past, or not to do so? I am the memoirist in the family, but the one with the worst memory. I often have to ask my siblings about events from our childhood, because they seem to remember more than me, even the youngest. It's an embarrassing irony, but I wonder if this is perhaps why I write memoir. To try to piece together a past that is hazy and unreliable, to make the self more real. But how do you write a life when you have only fragments?